Just follow Carrie. Amen. Sorry, just remain standing. We'll go ahead and take up our offering. Amen. Come on, ushers, right quick. Ush up here a little bit. Amen. Amen. All right, let's everybody give tonight. Honor the Lord. If you did not get your offering in Sunday, get it in. Some of you behind, let's get caught up. All right. Let's honor the Lord, everybody. Let's bow our head and we'll pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the opportunity of giving our offering tonight. Pray that you would bless it, multiply it, use it for your glory. Have you in our hearts tonight. Open our eyes. We might behold wondrous things out of thy law. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's get our Bibles open now. Get your Bible. We're going to do some studying here tonight. I hadn't planned on doing this, but so many people asked about it. I thought, well, we'll just go ahead and tell you. If you watch the news at all this week, I usually don't turn the TV on when I'm fasting, but today I thought, man, I'm going to turn it on and see if they got a pope. And I turned it on, and there was, oh, my goodness. That was the... I never seen such a fiasco for people. Probably 100,000 people gathered over there in Rome, and they're all sitting around there screaming and hollering in the rain. You talk about fanaticism, and they were all standing around there, and they were looking at that thing putting out black smoke means no pope. Then they said, if you see that white smoke, we've got a pope. That's a weird way to handle business. Just that right there. It's amazing to me, them people from CNN and Fox and all of them standing around there, oh, the black smoke is there. And I thought, you know, this is 2013, y'all. We're supposed to be educated, American, not superstitious, bunch of weirdos like that. The color of smoke coming out. You know, they said it's all done in secret. All that stuff's crazy. And if you think it's not, it's because you don't read your Bible. And I don't mean to be mean or nothing. I don't think we're the only ones. I said, you think only Baptists go to heaven? Nope. I don't even believe all the Baptists are. Only saved people go to heaven. But anyway, one man said this. Sent me a text and said, man, there was white smoke coming out of my church, white smoke. But it was a deacon smoking a cigarette out back. They didn't elect a new pastor. But anyway, we're going to... look at Matthew chapter 23 tonight, and we're going to look at this business tonight just a little bit and show you what your Bible says. We are Bible-believing Christians first. We are Bible-believing Christians before we're ever even Baptist, right? Being a Bible-believing Christian comes ahead of even being a Baptist. It's like people say... you should not put nothing above the American flag. I put the Bible ahead of it because it's God's word. God's greater than America, and the Bible's greater than America. Now, we are Bible-believing Christians first. Doesn't matter about tradition. Doesn't matter what Baptists say. We are Bible-believing Christians first. Let me show you something here in the Bible. In Matthew 23, Jesus is telling people about a religious contest. Look at verse 7. Matthew 23, 7. These hypocrites, they love greetings in the marketplace, verse 6, 7, greetings in the markets, and to be called of men rabbi, verse 8, but be not ye called rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all your brethren, and call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father which is in heaven. Neither be ye called masters. What's that word master? Anybody know what the word master means? Mister. Mr. Castle. Mr. Where that word comes from. In a religious context, you are not supposed to call any man your boss, your Lord, your Father, for one is your master, even Christ. Now, verse 9, there's one reason why Catholics are not encouraged to read the Bible. It says, don't call any man on earth your father in a religious sense, like he's your religious leader. I turned it on CNN, and Anderson Cooper, what's he doing there? Trying to sway their feelings or something? Robin Mead, whatever her name is, she's, and Megyn Kelly, and all of them, they were all saying, in just a little while, the world is waiting, and the 1.4 billion Catholics and all the rest of us from other religions will have our leader who is our spiritual father. That's what they said. He's our spiritual father. And I said, he ain't my father. He ain't my spiritual father. He ain't my heavenly father. He ain't my physical father. For one is your father. The Lord said, don't call any man on earth your father. All right, now I know you got a question about that. And I know you're sitting there saying, well, if the Bible says that, why do they do it? Is anybody thinking that? And the answer is, it don't matter what the Bible said if Catholic tradition teaches something else. Am I right? Miss Shelley, are you the only ex-Catholic in here? Shaughnessy. She's still Catholic. No. Shaughnessy and Miss Shelley are the only ex-Catholics in here? And Shelley, we're down south, buddy. If it's up north, everybody in here would be ex-Catholic. Everybody up north is either Catholic or influenced. That's why they hate church. So she's a Catholic. She's a Catholic. Did this ever come up when you were growing up? This was ever mentioned about you're not supposed to call nobody your father? Never heard it? Was this ever mentioned? Was this ever mentioned when you were growing up about calling somebody your father? Did you call the priest your father? But you didn't. Did you call the priest your father?
In other words,
I
didn't teach against.
Yeah, well, I'm saying, was it ever mentioned? Well, that to me, that's weird. I can't imagine saying, you see them like in the city and stuff, and they'll come in a movie and something say, "Hi, Father." That's a weird thing. My father, he ain't your father. I ain't your father. You're not supposed to call anybody your father in a religious context. Now, your earthly daddy can be called your father. But this whole, all these verses are talking about religious leader. Even Reverend, how come I never have nothing, the sign, nothing, say Reverend Danny Castle? Because the word Reverend's in the Bible one time, and it's talking about God. Now, there's nowhere in the Bible where a preacher's supposed to be called Reverend. Them guys over in our ball games over at the rec, we have these referees. I got the fool knocked out of me the other night. Some guy, he swung that big guy, and he hit me right there, and it felt just like somebody took the fist and hit. And man, it out of me. I felt my teeth chip in my mouth, chip like it was grinding. And I went around there for a minute like that, and the referee hollered out. He said, "You okay, ref? You okay, ref?" I said, "I'm fine." But, people are taught that. They're taught. That's supposed to go. There ain't no such thing as a man who's a reverend. And that's why I don't have it for my name. I'm Brother Danny. I'm just a brother just like you are. I have a job as a pastor. You can call me pastor and minister. The word minister means a servant. It don't mean boss. I'm not here to be the boss. I mean I'm here to be your servant. I mean, somebody's got to make decisions, and I do that. But that don't mean I'm a boss. That a lot of preachers get that confused. We're a servant. I'm your servant. I get up here and sweat all morning. You just get to sit there and relax. That's right. And I'm going to tell you. You say, "Well, you get paid to preach." I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't get paid to preach. I preach whether I get paid or not. You get paid to be a pastor. That's the hard part. Preaching is the good part. Pastoring is the hard part. But anyway, you're not supposed to call anybody on earth your father. All right? We got that. Right? Has anybody got a problem with that? This guy who they elected pope today, I'm interested to hear about what some of our Bible teachers say about it. He's the first pope that ever come from South America. Ever. All popes usually come over from Italy or somewhere, one of them, like their Italian part, but this guy, and he chooses the name of Francis. Man named Francis. Saint Francis of Assisi. I've heard of that before. And he calls himself Francis after, I'd hate for my name to be Francis. I'm telling you, that ain't a right name for a man. How you doing there, Francis? Like Jimmy Swaggart's wife. But anyway, she didn't look like a pope. But anyway, this guy's name, Francis. He calls himself, did you know that they get to rename themselves when they get to elected pope? Did y'all know that? That's why they're all named John, John the Second, Paul, Peter, all. You know, they always got a name. Because his real name is like, what is his real name? Did he make it? Gorge. Gorge. It looked like Gorge. Huh? George. I guess my, huh? Well, for, no, they don't have to be a certain age, does it?
They have to be a certain age.
Do they? Yeah, I'm sure it's because they think a younger man ain't got enough sense to do that. I don't know. How old is he? 70? He's 76 right now? Really? Is that true, Shelly?
I have no idea.
I don't either. I don't know if there's a rule that says they have to be a certain age.
Does exactly what does he do?
That's a good question, but according to Dr. Ruckman, goes around and starts wars and calls and people and controls diplomats in other countries because the Catholic Church, it's a church until there's a war involved. Then it becomes a nation. That Vatican's a nation. Just like they got their own police department, they got their own. They own Stock Miller Brewing Company and all kinds of stuff. The Catholic Church is a monstrosity, brother. And they say that the Pope, he can call his diplomat in Spain or Italy and stuff, and they pull strings, start wars and everything. I don't know. I don't know about all that. Called Catholic politics. When you call them a church, they say we're a state. When you call them a state, they say we're a church. Catholic priest in this country pay no taxes. We pay taxes. I pay taxes. I'm a Baptist. Well, all of us Baptist preachers and Protestant preachers pay taxes. Catholic priests pay no taxes at all. Do you know that? You know why? They're not considered a citizen of the United States. They're a citizen of the Vatican. They can wiggle around it, man. They got it figured out.
To me, it's wicked because especially when you start talking about the Vatican
Code
and all that mess.
But anyway, he asked what the Pope does. Lord, I have no idea. I don't know. What does it? He calls the shots. Ain't no doubt about that. Sunday, I was interviewing people on there, and they said, we're here, and we're from Texas, and we just thought if we could just get one glimpse of him, just a glimpse. And I thought, man, that ain't the way you're supposed to think. That ain't the right kind of thinking. That ain't the right kind of thinking. Here comes a man that can tell us right there. He's been back there teaching him a song. Brother, we want to know what the Pope does all day. they say, we also want to know why they always get such an old Pope. Is there an age? Is there a cutoff age?
Isn't it like after they start at the bottom, by the time they work their way up to that?
I reckon. You have to be a cardinal. Them cardinals beat all, don't they?
I mean, I never seen them do nothing but ride around a glass box.
Yeah. I tell you, the Pope Mobile.
Yeah. I've got a high priest already, so I don't need one.
He was a Jesuit, and that's also a first. He was the first Jesuit to become a pope, and he's the first pope from South America, and he's the first pope that took the name Francis. Francis. I'd hate my name be Francis. Did you really?
I was delivering as a brother had got saved, and finally he told me to call me his father, and I used the same thing you've had.
Yeah.
Pulled it out in the Bible, and his brother, that was just jumping up. The brother had been an ex-boxer, beat all the pieces, And I told him, if you don't get saved, you're going to hell. And I didn't know that everybody on the dock was in his church. And I stayed there. I went out and I had my Schofield. First time I took my Schofield with me. And I had it well marked and papers in from Simon Peter and everything.
Yeah.
It took me 2 hours to get him to make a confession of faith on that dock. And everybody stayed in the building.
Amen.
And every time I'd open my Bible to something, it was just like I wasn't even there. There was a thing. And open that Bible.
Amen. That's the Lord.
And he finally accepted Christ. And then he just walked out and went to his car. And I figured, well, so much for this after he made it. And I went and slept about 2 hours and come back and paid his brother off. And he come over there and hugged my neck and wanted to take me to dinner. And I finally found, and I showed me a nice way to get out of there without going back through Milwaukee. And I never seen a man so happy in his life.
Amen.
The next boys told me that he married me. He quit his church when he went back. He married a girl in his congregation.
Wow.
Of course, cooking in some big hotel a year later on the beach.
Wow. Amen. That's a good reason for a Catholic priest to get saved. He got to marry his sweetheart there. Oh, by the way, y'all, we won't get to it tonight, but that's another thing that's against the scripture. That celibacy stuff. The Pope can't be married. The priest can't be married. That's absolute opposite from what the Bible teaches. The Bible says that's a doctrine of demons. Now, we was in it a minute ago, Brother Jason, figuring... It says, call no man on earth your father. So if it says that, why do 1.4 billion, on CNN today, they were saying, oh, we're going to get a limp, that's a father, and he's the father of a billion Catholics. And you start thinking, well, you just take tradition over the Bible, I imagine, or don't know what it says or don't care. They either don't know what it says or don't care.
It ain't no wonder that they've had so much trouble with
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. You tell thousands and thousands of men you stay celibate, you can never get married. You're asking for trouble.
Brother, you got to think this too. For 1,600 years, you're not allowed. You're not good enough to look at the Bible. Only the priest can.
There you go.
So you got to imagine ingrained in families for history, for eons, they're not even, so they're trained that the Bible's not even an authority, and if it was, you're not allowed or qualified to even read it anyway.
Yeah, right.
So, I mean, we're so far away from that. Thank God we are in the South, where we're Bible believers.
Yeah.
And we know that book, that's what we stand on, that's our authority. I mean, if Brother Danny's against it, if I'm against it, if Brother Derek's against it, we're wrong and it's right.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And that's why they can't stand Bible-believing Christians. Right.
Some of them, I never looked in the Catholic Bible whether this is in the Catholic Bible.
I doubt it.
The Catholics have 7 copies of the manuscript here. And like you said the other day, the manuscript of the King James Bible doesn't come out of Egypt.
That's right. Anyway, first pope from South America, first pope named himself Francis, and the first one that... Pope Francis. Lord have mercy. But anyway, this thing about calling Father, we know that's against Scripture. The thing about Mary. Now let's talk about Mary just for a minute. We all know that. The Catholic Church teaches, and please don't misunderstand me, y'all. I'm not trying to be ugly. I'm not against Catholic people. There's a lot of Catholic people, no doubt, are saved. No doubt. There's probably a lot of those. I've met some of the finest people you'll ever meet. I've been brought up in Catholic Church. They really are. Nothing against them. Like they say, the only thing wrong with the Catholics is church a lot of times. Sometimes they are honest to good saved. But now, a lot of preachers don't believe that. They say, bless God, if they was really saved, they'd get out of that junk. Not if they don't know nothing different. Or they got saved and they was brought up, like he said, and they don't even know. But there's something inside them that if they believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in the right way and trust that to save them, they're saved. But they are taught... And y'all correct me if I'm wrong. Shaughnessy and Shelley. There's only 2 people in here raised Catholic, I assume. Y'all, they teach that the way you accept Christ is partake the Mass. That when the priest blesses a Mass, I've never been to a service, but I've seen them on TV and stuff. He blesses that bread, and he breaks that bread, and sometimes they'll stick it in your mouth.
He sticks it in everybody's mouth. I don't know about that, man. I believe I'll just say, let me get my own there. But anyway, he sticks a little thing on your tongue, and they say, you're receiving Christ as your Savior. Because that's his body, and when you drink the wine, that's his blood. His blood's covering your sins, and you're receiving eternal life. It doesn't matter about your frame of mind or your heart condition. We believe the exact opposite. The Bible said that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You're not saved by eating. You don't accept Christ through your mouth. You accept him by faith in your heart. That's simple to us because we've known that all our lives. But to them, they think you can only receive Christ by partaking of the mass blessed by the Catholic priest. Is that right? Did you do that?
So did I just do that one time? Or
oh, no, every Sunday. Every week.
Every week.
Yeah.
So they believe you can lose it or something?
I don't know. You have to accept Christ every week. Oh, well, they do it too. They do it too. Lutheran's a backslid Catholic. That's right. A Lutheran's a little bit low. What if they do? Because Hollywood thinks that's the... Hollywood, that's a good question, brother. It's always this Catholic throwing water on them and holding up a cross. That ain't the way they did it in the Bible. Vampires. Maybe that makes you a vampire if you're drinking. You never met. Usually, when I'm witnessing somebody who's Catholic, you try to be nice, you know, and polite. You don't just say, bless God, you're a member of the old mother whore. You know, Revelation 17, that's what that is, the Holy Mother Church. That's what it is. That's what it calls her. Revelation 17, it's the great harlot, and then she has all their little daughters. That's a Lutheran, Episcopalian, and that's why they call them Protestants. Now, we're not Baptists, they're not Protestants. Like in the army, they'll say, are you Catholic, Protestant, or Jew? That means the great only one true church was Catholic, and they protested. Lutherans, Episcopalians, Presbyterians, and Methodists came out of the Catholic Church. Baptists didn't come out of the Catholic Church. They never was in it. We're not Protestants. We're Baptists. And there's a big difference. And there is a great heritage in being a Baptist. All these churches that just will say, we want to take the name of Baptist off our church so we can get more people to come, they don't know their heritage. They don't know their root. Lord have mercy. You ought to study that church history. You ought to get Dr. Ruttman's that book on church history. I'm telling you. He tells about them popes. One time there was two popes at the same time, both of them calling each other the Antichrist. Back in 418 AD, you know, and stuff like that. In the 1300s, there was some weird stuff. One pope was a woman, but they didn't know it. Faked it somehow or another. Big old boys like big deep boys. Frankie. That's Pope Frankie. That church history, that'll blow your mind what went on. So what was we talking about? Mary. The Catholic Church teaches that Mary, and I'm glad you cleared that up, Karen, there's no age requirement for the Pope. But the youngest one I've ever seen was 97. Let's talk today about how young this guy is. Did you hear that? He's young and vibrant. 76. Well, they believe St. Peter was the first pope. Yeah, and he was married and had a mother-in-law and touched a dead body and everything. Or raised, you know, done stuff that Pope ain't supposed to do. He is a sorry pope if he is pope. Mary, the Catholic Church teaches that Mary had no sin and lived a sinless life and didn't have no more children except Jesus and was caught up to heaven without ever dying. Raptured. And that's called the, what do you call that? The something, the Immaculate Conception. She was conceived without sin. And something they call that, something or another. We call it Mariolatry. Making an idol. And no matter what you've heard, the Catholic Church, people, they do pray to Mary. They do. I've heard them do it on my Sky Angel channel. They say something like, "Oh, Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now in the hour of our death." Is that something like that? "Oh, Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Oh, Mary, Mother of God, pray for..." That sounds like something that Anton LaVey had come up with. That's chanting, brother. You know, that's vain repetitions. That ain't praying. I don't know. Oh, I do know. Turn to Jeremiah 44 and I'll show you. Back in the Old Testament. Yeah, that Queen of Heaven, it was an Old Testament. It was an Old Testament belief in a female deity called the Queen of Heaven. And it's in Jeremiah 44. And I guarantee you they probably ain't a Catholic Morgan and even knows this verse of scriptures in the Bible. Jeremiah 44, and look at verse number 15. And what they done is they took them Old Testament traditions and incorporated New Testament Christianity into the Old Testament tradition. All right. Verse 15. "Then all the men which knew that their wives had burned incense unto other gods," that means they went to a rock concert, "and all the women that stood by, a great multitude, even all the people that dwelt in the land of Egypt, in Pathros, answered Jeremiah, saying, 'As for the word that thou hast spoken unto us in the name of the Lord, we will not hearken unto thee, but we will certainly do whatsoever thing goeth forth out of our own mouth, to burn incense unto the Queen of Heaven.'" There's that female deity. They worshipped a female deity in the Old Testament. And they had black robed priests that wore black robes. So, and they worshipped the sun, the S-U-N, birthday on December 25th. So when Constantine and Augustine, and they had the Council of Nicaea in 325 A.D., and you read about all that stuff, they incorporated all them Old Testament weird stuff in the New Testament doctrine. And I think that they thought, well, Jesus was perfect, and Mary was his mother, so she had to be perfect too. That's what I think, but I don't know that part. Anybody can help us on that, I'd appreciate it. But they believe that Mary, it's like this. Here's God, here's Jesus, and here's Mary. And if we want something down here on earth, we say, "Mary, would you ask him for me? Pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death." And they said, "Well, he ain't going to turn his mama down. He'll do whatever his mama wants, so we'll ask Mary." Now, I'll show you a verse of scripture about that. Who had their hand raised? Go ahead, brother. Yeah, I've seen them chick tracks.
I don't know if you've been through them, but I have. I've got them home, all of them. But a Catholic, he's their police force, part of their police force.
Right.
And they can go and have, their purpose is making running our church down, picking up somebody for false accusations and things like
right.
that.
Right. Turn to 1 Timothy chapter 2 and look at verse 5. Look at 1 Timothy 2, 5. Talking about this stuff about Mary. That's why Martin Luther and them guys, they didn't say we need to all get along. They'd write them a letter and they'd say, "Most hellish father." That's what they'd say in their letters. When they'd meet on the street, they'd say, "Good evening, your hellishness." That's right. They said, "We're not, he's the vicar of hell." That's what he was called. And nowadays we say, oh, well, we're just another denomination and we all believe alike and we're all worshiping the same God. And maybe they have compromised a little bit, but look at this verse of scripture right here. 1 Timothy 2:5. For there is one God and one mediator. That means like a lawyer. And in between you and God, men, God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Mary is nowhere even mentioned as some kind of mediator. That's a weird thing. I don't know. Did y'all pray to Mary when you was growing up, Chelsea? What'd you say? Do you remember any of them?
I remember Hail Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that one. While he's praying his Jehovah Witness prayer, she's doing her Catholic prayer. Did you pray to Mary? What'd you say? Same thing? Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee, and blessed be the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. That's what I heard. Man. Jesus. In my presentation, that's what the woman said.
What's the purpose of people repenting to the like where they get in the blues to repent, explain all that?
Oh, confession. I don't know, man. I don't know about that. I'd be a weird ministry boy. Sit there all day long. Oh, you got
to
tell them everything, don't you? You can't get forgiven no other way?
He has to go and ask
for forgiveness. We do that verse where Jesus told the disciples, Son of Man don't have power on earth to forgive sin.
That's why they're not told not to read the Bible. They still do that. You go to confessional every Sunday? What do? You just say, I was jealous of somebody. I told a lie. Boy, I bet that guy's loaded up by the time he leaves there that evening. Good night. I would hate to sit in there all day and listen to all y'all, everything y'all have done wrong. So don't blow my brains out.
This brings up a very interesting question. Did Jesus give the apostles the power to forgive sin? That's what I
said. Well, that's probably where that come from. In his stead, I think he was saying, you tell them that I come and wipe their sins away, and on that authority, their sins will be forgiven. But them guys can't forgive nobody's sins. He couldn't have meant that. But I'm sure that's where that comes from. He said, you have power. Whosoever sins you remit, they're remitted. You retain, they're retained. That's a hard verse of scripture. I hope no man ain't got the power to say I'm forgiven or I'm not forgiven. That'd be awful. I don't know. Who does he tell his sins to? The cardinals. Where them cardinals come from? Where are them red suits around? Are them red things on their head?
So, you believe Revelation 17, 18 is a reference to the Catholic Church?
Yes.
I believe it's
Revelation 17's got to be the Catholic Church.
City on seven
hills.
Can be nothing but Rome, the only place in the world that you've got seven hills.
Yeah.
Is it not possible during the tribulation period that all these other splinter groups like the Lutheran, yeah, they're going to be brought back in?
Oh, I'm sure. All roads lead to Rome. They're going to all. Yeah. But that's why, like Dr. Ruckman, all them teach that the Antichrist will be a pope the first 3.5 years at Rome and then move to Jerusalem the second 3.5 years of the tribulation.
The literal Babylon does not have to be rebuilt then. Babylon can be a reference to Rome.
I don't know. Chapter 18 might be different. I don't know. But I've always taught it. 17 is talking about Rome. Because it said, and the woman which thou sawest is that great city that reigneth over the kings of the earth. And Rome was reigning over the kings of the earth when that was written. And he said it's a city sitting on seven hills whose cup, golden cup, her color is scarlet and purple. I mean, it's plain as day. And she's a harlot. And she causes the kings of the earth to commit fornication. The Catholic Church is a monstrosity, y'all. It's into everything. I mean, it has such power over political power. It's unreal. All right, somebody else have their hand raised?
Did you know that John Kennedy's the only one of our presidents and him a Catholic, the first one?
Yeah.
He didn't go down and get by his knees and Dr. Johnson did and gobble that ring up on her face when he met him.
That he didn't? John Kennedy didn't?
He said, I'm proud to be the president of the United States.
I thought somebody said he kissed his ring. I remember when I was a kid growing up, everybody saying, boy, we got a Catholic president, the world's coming to an end. I didn't know what a Catholic was.
Purgatory, how do you explain this?
That's another one.
John Wayne, that stuff on his deathbed, him a Jew, and that stuff called him a Catholic priest, and that stuff, he joined the Catholic Church.
I witnessed to a guy at the gym playing ball, and I started talking to him, and I said, man, you go to church anywhere? And he said, yeah, I go up here, so-and-so said, I said, what's the name of it? He said, well, it's really in my grandmother's basement. Said, she's a reverend. And said, we sort of go to church in her basement. She just can't get out no more. So I said, okay. And he said, man, you know, we're all going to die one of these days. He said, yeah, if you die and go to hell. He said, if you go to hell, straight to hell, there ain't no hope for you. He said, now, if you go somewhere else, you know, you might miss hell. And he said, but if you go straight to hell, that's bad. You ain't going to get. I thought, what are you saying, man? And I think he was trying to say that if you're not really right, but you ain't really wicked, that you could go somewhere else. And then somebody would decide whether you finally wound up in heaven or hell. But see, you know why that sounds so crazy to us? Because we've been taught the Bible. Once you've been taught the Word of God, you're ruined. As far as this world goes, you filter everything through it. Everything you hear, you filter it through the Bible. And you say, that ain't right. And you're supposed to. That's the final authority. If that's not your final authority, tradition is. And man's word. All right, y'all, we're out of time. Anybody else want to say something right quick? Have we cleared it up about the new Pope? No, I don't think he's Antichrist. Yeah, Jew, he's part Jew, part Syrian. He's not like one of them Muslim sort of people. Like he's all things, like President Obama, and I'm not saying Obama's Antichrist. I'm just saying Obama is everything. He's everything. He's Christian. He's Muslim. He's liberal. He's conservative. He's white. He's black. He's part white. He's part Jew, Muslim. I mean, he's like that leopard. It's the three races, black, white, and brown. I don't believe he's Antichrist. But I'm telling you, that's where the Antichrist is going. He's the world's greatest person ever to come along. Anybody else, right quick? Huh? Oh yeah. Yeah, they were talking about who got us a young man that's got a new vision for the church. All right, y'all. Now listen, we're going visiting Saturday morning. And so we got the truth. Let's do something about it. We're going to pray Friday night. Friday night, 9 o'clock. Let's all stand and we'll be dismissed with a word of prayer. And after this, shake hands, fellowship. Lord bless you for coming tonight. Bring somebody to Sunday school with you Sunday. Let's bow our head. Bo, won't you dismiss us and everybody fellowship for you?
Pray that you'll just touch us, guide us, protect us, bring us back to a point in time. In the name of prayer, amen.